Hurricane Irma has been downgraded to a tropical storm, but the threat is not over for millions of people who've been and still are in her path. More than 6 million homes and businesses in Florida are without power. And today, the National Weather Service said the late morning storm surge flooding downtown Jacksonville, all the way up in the northeast corner of Florida, broke an all-time record. Let's start our check-in with NPR's Camilla Domonowski on Naples Beach down on the southwest coast. Camilla, Naples is low-lying. A lot of people didn't realize the storm might veer over to the west where Naples is. There was a lot of fear at the last minute, but it feels as if Naples, while bruised, was not bowed.
Yeah, what people were extremely worried about here was the possibility of a completely devastating storm surge. So the National Hurricane Center had been warning of 10 to 15 feet of storm surge. You add on top of that the heavy rains and the waves, and people were extremely worried about horrifying flooding. And that didn't happen. You know, we're here now. We're at the beach. It's not washed away. There was a storm surge. I talked to people who reported a foot, 3 feet. There was one tire gauge in the area that saw a 7-foot rise over the course of less than 2 hours. But in general, it wasn't that 15-foot horror show that people had been really worried about. That doesn't mean that everyone got away scot-free. Power is out here. The phones are out. Water was out for a lot of people. Utilities are down. And many of the roads are blocked with fallen trees.
Well, one of the things people love about Naples, especially the old part, is that a lot of the old structures were kept. And these are more like cottages than the big modern homes that are being built. So there was concern about those. But what is the sense of when electricity might come back, when it might start righting itself, and when people can come from shelters because the shelters were packed?
The shelters were packed. And at this point, you know, they're still advising people to stay off the roads, let rescue workers, let the local authorities investigate the situation, see when it's going to be safe. I was up in Fort Myers earlier today where there's a shelter there that was housing a lot of people who were evacuating from right on the coast coming into a safer point a little further inland. And in the parking lot outside of the shelter, I talked to Stephen Ward. He's a 77-year-old resident of Fort Myers who had arrived at the shelter early on Friday to make sure that he got a spot.
There was between 5,000 and 6,000 people here. 500 of them had serious problems of one kind or another. There was another 300 or 400 that were just totally out of control. There was nothing you could do. What are you going to do? You're going to push them out the door? So there was just very little coordination here.
He said that the volunteers at the shelter and the National Guard there did everything they could. But there were a lot of people. The roof sprang a leak. And then one major concern was that now it's Monday morning. People have been there all weekend. They want to go home and see what their houses look like. And the sheriff's office hasn't said that it's okay for people to travel on the roads yet. The National Guard is letting people go, telling them that they do it at their own risk. And some people's cars have gotten stuck trying to get out of the shelter and onto the main roads because there's water standing on lots of these smaller roads.
Boy, I tell you, with all of the coverage, all of the media coverage, it was 24/7. It's still so unpredictable. You know, you can leave a shelter and get stuck. And it also sounds like you can't really gauge from one place, you know, where you're standing in Naples, how another place has fared.
Oh, absolutely. The impact of the flooding is so localized. It depends on exactly where a storm surge hit and what the geography of that particular region is, how sturdy a building is when the winds hit it. The amount of damage that was caused by the storm really is very variable.
And now, did you say that Naples was without power?
Yeah. I mean, I'm talking to people. I've talked to people on the beach who have no power, no phone lines, didn't have any water after the storm hit. And, you know, they see the NPR shirt and they're like, hey, what's the news? We haven't had any connection to the outside world. A lot of people are very concerned about reaching friends and family to let them know that it was okay, that it wasn't as bad as they had feared, and they don't have phones and can't call out.
Well, and that's still pretty tough. If you have to get an entire state's power back on, you're talking about refrigerators that aren't working, food that's not keeping, children's bottles that are not being, you know, heated up. There's a challenge ahead.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. NPR's Camilla Domonowski in Naples, Florida. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Robin.